Good afternoon. A warm front will continue to slowly track toward the Canadian border today. Most of the region will remain in the warm zone south of this front, and temperatures will soar into the 80s again with increasing humidity on the heels of a southerly breeze. In this environment, we'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms develop through the afternoon and into the evening hours. Some of the storms could produce locally heavy downpours and gusty winds. The most concentrated area of showers and thunderstorms will be right along the front across parts of the Adirondacks and into the Champlain Valley. Temperatures topping out in the 80s will then slide back into the 60s tonight with more scattered showers and thunderstorms. It'll remain warm and humid tomorrow for the first part of the day with mostly cloudy skies. Additional scattered showers and thunderstorms will fire as a cold front approaches from the west. The front is scheduled to move through the region during the early part of the afternoon, and the winds will flip around from the southwest to the west and eventually northwest, driving out the humidity and driving in drier and cooler air by the end of the day. So while temperatures will still top out right around 80 degrees tomorrow, they will slide back into the 70s before the day is through. The cooling trend will continue behind this front Tuesday night and especially during the day Wednesday with a gusty northwest wind and rapidly falling humidity values. With a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday, it'll be much cooler with highs only reaching into the lower to middle 60s. High pressure will build in on Thursday and will enjoy brilliant sunshine and temperatures in the middle and upper 60s for highs. Around the backside of that high on Friday, slightly warmer in the lower 70s with sunshine giving way to some late-day clouds. This will lead to the next disturbance as it passes through, a chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms Friday night and Saturday. It'll still be in the lower 70s on Saturday, then back to the mid-70s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has issued an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Southern Plains, lower to mid Mississippi Valley, the Tennessee Valley, Ohio Valley, and Southern Great Lakes. An upper-level trough will move into the mid-Missouri Valley today, and a cold front will advance eastward across the mid to upper Mississippi Valley. A corridor of instability is forecast to develop out ahead of this existing convection by this afternoon from eastern Indiana and Ohio into southeastern lower Michigan. Forecast dew points will be in the lower 60s, and this will contribute to moderate instability. In addition, directional shear is present with wind speeds increasing with height in the mid-levels, creating moderate deep layer shear. This should be favorable for rotating storms and possibly a couple of tornadoes. Rotating storms and organized line segments may also produce wind damage. Typhoon Newell is expected to track over Okinawa today with winds of 90 miles per hour and gusts to 115 miles per hour. And Anna, once a tropical storm, has been downgraded as it loses its tropical characteristics over North Carolina. The remnants of Anna will still produce heavy rainfall for parts of the mid-Atlantic region today. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 19 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the lower 80s, Boston partly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with scattered showers and storms and highs in the upper 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low, 46. The record high 90 set in 1911, and the record low 29 in 2010 and in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 5:37 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:06 p.m., 14 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, warm, and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. More showers and storms tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, warm, and humid today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm in the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, warm and humid today with a few showers and thunderstorms around and highs in the lower 80s. More showers and storms tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid today with a few scattered showers or thunderstorms, highs in the middle 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny today, warm and humid, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower to middle 80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the middle 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms, highs near 80, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and much cooler with lower humidity Wednesday, lower 60s, sunny, upper 60s Thursday, mostly sunny Friday, lower 70s, a scattered shower or storm Saturday, lower 70s, and a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-70s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.